God, how I hate it when somebody yells good luck at me when I'm leaving somewhere. It's depressing. I went down by a different staircase, and I saw another fuck you on the wall. I tried to rub it off with my hand again, but this one was scratched on with a knife or something. It wouldn't come off. It's hopeless anyway. If you had 1,000,000 years to do it in, you couldn't rub out even half the fuck you signs in the world. It's impossible. I looked at the clock in the recess yard, and it was only 11:40, so I had quite a lot of time to kill before I met old Phoebe. But I just walked over to the museum anyway. There wasn't any place else to go. I thought maybe I might stop in a phone booth and give old Jane Gallagher a buzz before I started bumming my way west, but I wasn't in the mood. For one thing, I wasn't even sure she was home for vacation yet, so I just went over to the museum and hung around. While I was waiting around for Phoebe in the museum, right inside the doors and all, these two little kids came up to me and asked me if I knew where the mummies were. The one little kid, the one that asked me, had his pants open. I told him about it. So he buttoned them up right where he was standing, talking to me. He didn't even bother to go behind a post or anything. He killed me. I would have laughed, but I was afraid I'd feel like vomiting again, so I didn't. "Where are the mummies, fella?" the kid said again. "You know?" I horsed around with the two of them a little bit. "The mummies? What are they?" I asked the one kid. "You know, the mummies, them dead guys that get buried in them tombs and all." "Tombs? That killed me." He meant tombs. "How come you two guys aren't in school?" I said. "No school today," the kid that did all the talking said. He was lying, sure as I'm alive, the little bastard. I didn't have anything to do, though, till old Phoebe showed up, so I helped them find the place where the mummies were. Boy, I used to know exactly where they were, but I hadn't been in that museum in years. "You two guys so interested in mummies?" I said.
"Yeah."
"Can't your friend talk?" I said.
"He ain't my friend. He's my brother."
"Can't he talk?" I looked at the one that wasn't doing any talking. "Can't you talk at all?" I asked him.
"Yeah," he said. "I don't feel like it."
Finally, we found the place where the mummies were, and we went in. "You know how the Egyptians buried their dead?" I asked the one kid.
"Nah."
"Well, you should. It's very interesting. They wrapped their faces up in these cloths that were treated with some secret chemical. That way they could be buried in their tombs for thousands of years, and their faces wouldn't rot or anything. Nobody knows how to do it except the Egyptians, even modern science." To get to where the mummies were, you had to go down this very narrow sort of hall with stones on the side that they'd taken right out of this pharaoh's tomb and all. It was pretty spooky, and you could tell the two hotshots I was with weren't enjoying it too much. They stuck close as hell to me, and the one that didn't talk at all practically was holding onto my sleeve.
"Let's go," he said to his brother. "I seen him already. Come on, hey."
He turned around and beat it.
"He's got a yellow streak a mile wide," the other one said. "So long."
He beat it, too. I was the only one left in the tomb then. I sort of liked it, in a way. It was so nice and peaceful. Then, all of a sudden, you'd never guess what I saw on the wall. Another fuck you. It was written with a red crayon or something right under the glass part of the wall under the stones. That's the whole trouble. You can't ever find a place that's nice and peaceful because there isn't any. You may think there is, but once you get there, when you're not looking, somebody'll sneak up and write fuck you right under your nose. Try it sometime. I think even if I ever die and they stick me in a cemetery and I have a tombstone and all, it'll say Holden Caulfield on it, and then what year I was born and what year I died, and then right under that it'll say fuck you. I'm positive, in fact. After I came out of the place where the mummies were, I had to go to the bathroom. I sort of had diarrhea, if you want to know the truth. I didn't mind the diarrhea part too much, but something else happened. When I was coming out of the can, right before I got to the door, I sort of passed out. I was lucky, though. I mean, I could have killed myself when I hit the floor.
but all I did was sort of land on my side. It was a funny thing, though. I felt better after I passed out. I really did. My arm sort of hurt from where I fell, but I didn't feel so damn dizzy anymore. It was about 10 after 12 or so then, and so I went back and stood by the door and waited for old Phoebe. I thought how it might be the last time I'd ever see her again. Any of my relatives, I mean. I figured I'd probably see them again, but not for years. I might come home when I was about 35, I figured, in case somebody got sick and wanted to see me before they died, but that would be the only reason I'd leave my cabin and come back. I even started picturing how it would be when I came back. I knew my mother'd get nervous as hell and start to cry and beg me to stay home and not go back to my cabin, but I'd go anyway. I'd be casual as hell. I'd make her calm down, and then I'd go over to the other side of the living room and take out the cigarette case and light a cigarette, cool as all hell. I'd ask them all to visit me sometime if they wanted to, but I wouldn't insist or anything. What I'd do, I'd let old Phoebe come out and visit me in the summertime and on Christmas vacation and Easter vacation, and I'd let D.B. come out and visit me for a while if he wanted a nice quiet place for his writing. But he couldn't write any movies in my cabin, only stories and books. I'd have this rule that nobody could do anything phony when they visited me. If anybody tried to do anything phony, they couldn't stay. All of a sudden, I looked at the clock in the check room, and it was 1:25. I began to get scared that maybe that old lady in the school had told that other lady not to give old Phoebe my message. I began to get scared that maybe she told her to burn it or something. It really scared hell out of me. I really wanted to see old Phoebe before I hit the road. I mean, I had her Christmas dough and all. Finally, I saw her. I saw her through the glass part of the door. The reason I saw her, she had my crazy hunting hat on. You could see that hat about 10 miles away. I went out the doors and started down these stone stairs to meet her. The thing I couldn't understand, she had this big suitcase with her. She was just coming across Fifth Avenue, and she was dragging this goddamn big suitcase with her. She could hardly drag it. When I got up closer, I saw it was my old suitcase, the one I used to use when I was at Wooten. I couldn't figure out what the hell she was doing with it. "Hi," she said, when she got up close. She was all out of